When we hear a familiar story like the Good Samaritan in the Gospel, we can be tempted to just say, oh yeah, I remember learning that in Bible school or grade school, and means be nice to people. Great. That's great. That's what the meaning of the story is. Now I can move on with my life. I know I need to be nice to people. But that's a danger that we just kind of have encapsulated a parable like this and limited the possibility of the Holy Spirit still speaking to us through that gospel, that message of Jesus. It's very important to understand that Scripture is a living word of God. It's the living word of God. It's not just, oh, I read it once as an eight-year-old, now I'm done reading it. We never read the same Scripture passage twice. One, in the sense that God is infinite. He always has more things to reveal to us. And we've changed, hopefully, since you're an eight-year-old. Unless you're an eight-year-old, then you're just fine. But that we change in our lives, and Scripture has different meanings for us at different meanings of our lives. The church fathers, they're kind of the first people who read Scripture after the church was starting to grow. They studied Scripture, and they wanted to more deeply understand what Christ was saying. And they have a lot of beautiful things to say. For instance, in this passage, it's not just Jesus kind of saying, be nice to people. It's him revealing how he has saved humanity. The man on the side of the road was Adam, our forefather Adam, who sinned, lying there weak, dying. Who comes along but the Samaritan? Jesus Christ himself comes along, puts him on his own beast. The beast means his humanity that he took on, God's own humanity that he joined to himself. He joins that man to his own humanity and puts him in the inn. What's the inn? The church. Who runs the inn? The innkeeper, St. Peter. What does he do? He pays him. Jesus Christ paid for our salvation by his own blood. He says, whatever you need, I'm coming back and I'll repay you. When's Jesus coming back? The end of time. There's a lot of those things we don't even think about. Like, wow, this story had a lot more meaning than just be nice. It's a whole theological account of the history of salvation, of Christ's own salvation for us. He used oil and wine to heal his wounds. Where do we see oil and wine? The sacraments. Where do we receive healing? The sacraments. There's all sorts of those interesting interpretations that have come down to us through the ages by great theologians and doctors of the church. But then there's something that's unique for each of us. There's a way that this story is speaking to you and you alone, you uniquely. This story the Holy Spirit wants to use in order to reflect in your life, reveal in your life how God is working. And it can only be understood if we sit down and take time with it to say the Scripture, What is it in this Scripture passage that's meaningful for me? Maybe you identify as you're reading through it, wow, I'm really right now the person on the side of the road. I'm down and out. People have hurt me, and I need healing. Well, then talk to Jesus about that. Say to him, hey, Jesus, this is where I need healing. Come and heal me just like you healed the man on the side of the road in the story. Maybe if you're reading the story and you see, wow, actually, Jesus said, go and do likewise. I identify with Jesus, the Samaritan helper. I need to go help this person in my life who I'm looking at and kind of scowling at and saying, ew, right? That I need to just avoid that person. But Jesus and the Holy Spirit revealed to you through this meditating on this gospel story that, hey, actually, I need to go on that side of the road, not just avoid this person, and bring the love of Christ to them, that the love of Christ can actually work through me. Maybe you realize that, you know, you've been in the inn, you've left the inn, you know, and you didn't thank Jesus. You know, there's 100 different interpretations, and I can't tell you what your interpretation is. All the church ever says with Scripture interpretation, with your own kind of meditating on Scripture, is when it's gone too far. So if you meditate on the fact that, okay, I should be the innkeeper and I should be the Pope, that's what God's revealing to me. Okay, that's probably a little bit too far, and then you can go back in. But the church, all it says is, this is where you can't go. You can't say Jesus is fully man, fully God, and fully, like, Martian. Okay, you can't say that. But within that, it's like a fence around a playground. That the church says the fence, here's what authentic interpretation of Scripture cannot say. But what it can say is, have fun with it. Go to the playground, play around, think, wow, I never realized this about the animal that he put the guy on before. Look at the church fathers. Why there's a fly on me right now. The church fathers, they thought that was the humanity of Christ. I never would have thought that by reading it. That's really cool. Okay, so go have fun with it. Think, how does this story apply to me today in 2019? Because it's not just a historical text. It's a living document given to us by the Holy Spirit so that God can speak to us in very concrete ways today. So don't give up on Scripture. Don't think that you've exhausted all the treasures just because you heard it in Sunday school once. God still has more things to talk about to you every day, not just this year, every year. Dang it. Get out of here. That's the devil. He's trying to trick you, but don't listen to him. He wants to distract you. Ooh, that's a good point. When we read Scripture, there's a lot of distractions. And the thing is, when you pray and there are distractions, sometimes those distractions are like flies and you just need to, you know, brush them away. But sometimes when we pray, it's like, oh, I don't want to be thinking about my aunt right now. Okay, you brush it away. Oh, I don't want to be thinking, oh, yeah, get out of there. It's just me and God right now, me and God. And then sometimes, though, those distractions are God speaking to you. Why am I thinking about my aunt the whole time? Oh, it's because she's the woman on the side of the road that I need to go visit. So sometimes those distractions are the places where the Holy Spirit is drawing us. So if you haven't picked up your Bible in a while, this is a good way to kind of restart that, especially in July. No one's got anything going on. Take one of these stories, one of these great stories, the prodigal son, and think about how is God trying to speak to me today through that story.